Okay. So we were discussing the, last week we began to discuss the din of Higia Zman Velo Nisu. I'd like to discuss some more aspects of that tonight. And then if we have a chance, we'll move on to the next Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. Again, just to, it came up in the following way. The Mishnah says that Besula Nisa Siyom Arvi, Besula should get married on a Wednesday night. The Gemara then says that this is based on the confluence of two things. Number one is what the Mishnah says, which is Tainus Besulim, meaning if there is an accusation against her that she misrepresented her status as a Besula. And it's not just, in this case, it's not primarily about the Ksuva, we discussed this already. It's mostly about the possibility that she had betrayed him after the Averson, which would make her a Sota, and make it prohibited for him to live with her. So we have to worry about that. So we're concerned, and therefore we want them to have the ability to clarify this matter in courts the next morning, and therefore she could only get married the night before a next morning where there's a court session, and that is either Monday or Thursday. So that's either Sunday or Wednesday, right? So then the Gemara says that, that's fine and well and good, but then what's wrong with Sunday? Why Wednesday? Right? So then the Gemara says there's another factor, we discussed this last week, and that is Shaktu Chachamim Takano Bnos Yisrael, that he should be Mesameach Ita or Ima for three days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then they get married on Wednesday. And then we discussed last week what the point of this three-day investment is. Is it per se for the kavod, for the simcha? Is it for both of them? Is it for her family? Is it for her? Or is this an investment in Tainus Besulim? Or is this the Ikar Takon? We discussed all that last week. Fine. Then the Gemara says, but, you know, either way, Lamai Nafkamina, basically. They don't say these words, but they say Lamai Nafkamina. Meaning, what difference does it make? So the Gemara says the difference will be Higia Azman Velo Nisu, and if they pick a calendar date for the wedding, and it turns out that that calendar date is not on a Wednesday, even if it's on a Sunday, which is the next best candidate, so the dinim of Higia Azman Velo Nisu, which is Ochlos Mishalov Ochlos Betruma, will not apply. Meaning, so the Gemara introduces a new din. Not really new if we know Mishnayos, but new on Dav Beis, and that is that a very seemingly sensational halacha, and that is when the Chasan and Kala, or their families, pick a date, and the idea of the picking of the date really comes from the same Mishnah which elaborates this, so we can look at it now. It's the Mishnah on Nun, second, here, Nun Zayin Omid Aleph. The Mishnah says, this is the background. Everybody have this? Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, page 113, or 57a, as they say. Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Nosnin lebesula shneimasar chodesh, misha tova habal lefarnes es atzma. Once the husband suggests a wedding date, right, or basically when he says, I'm ready to get married, or whatever, then they go to the calendar, they pick out a year later a day, and the purpose of that is Lefarnes Es Atzma. So she can prepare all the things that she needs for their life together. And then the mission continues, Kashem Shenosim Leisha, Kach Nosnim Leish, Lefarnes Es Atzmo. He has preparations to make as well, right, financially, in order for things to go well. And then we're told Ulamana Shloshim Yom. The Almana has 30 days. What's that?
How things have changed.
Well said. Then the Mishnah says, and this is the halacha that we're discussing, Higia Zman Velo Nisu. So let's say they picked out the date a year later, and the time comes, and he doesn't go through with it, or the marriage does not take place. So the Mishnah says, Ochlos Mishalo, which means he is obligated to be Mefarneser, he has to give her Mizonos, the Ochlos Betruma. And not only that, she can even eat Truma. In other words, if she is a Bas Yisrael, he is a Kohen, so it's understood that once the Nisuin takes place, then she can be fed with Truma, but that could even begin at Higia Hazman Velo Nisu. Okay, then the Mishnah goes on, discusses some more details about all of this. which are not so pertinent for the moment. And then the bottom line of the of Nun Zayin and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Zu Mishnah Rishona. That's the first Mishnah, which is another way of saying that's the Tanakama, right? Bezdin, Shalach Harein Amru, the Bezdin which followed, decided that this is not correct. Ein Isho Chelos Betruma, Achet Tikanis L'chupa. They said, no, the woman, the you know, she can only eat Truma once an actual Chupa takes place, but not before that. So you have Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether or not, it seems like, let's get this in just a second, that everybody agrees that he has a chi of mazonos once we reach the proposed date that they agreed upon. And there's a debate, what about trumos? Okay, so this is the halacha. So we got introduced to this halacha back on, we're going to go back to Nun Zayin in a minute, but here on the Beis Amud Aleph, so the Gemara says, what will happen in the following circumstances? So if the year ends up not being on a Wednesday, that we've been told, that we're told that Igiyazman v'lonis okos b'tshlov okos b'truma, but Igiyazman v'echot b'shabbos mitok she'en yochel lichnos ein amal ala mizonos. Since it's not a Wednesday and he's not allowed to marry her because of the shoktu slash tainis besulim factors, so therefore there's no obligation for him to initiate the chiyuv mizonos. But then the Gemara goes on to say, this is what we read last time, lefikach, cholahu shechol sahi. Let's say it's not, the problem isn't the day of the week, the problem is that he is ill, or she is ill. In other words, it's nobody's fault, just like, you know, turning out to be a Sunday, or Tuesday is not his fault. So too, if it's if he's sick, or she's sick, it's not his fault either. So the initial assumption of the Gemara, Osha Pirsa Nida, let's say she was a Nida, Eina Ma'ala Mazonos, there's no Ki of Mazonos. So the initial thought of the Gemara seems to have been that in order for him to incur this obligation, there has to be some blame. That's what it seems. Then the Gemara says, Ika Dabayla Mibay. Maybe it isn't so simple, maybe this is what they're mistopping. Chalahu Mahu. If he's ill, so he's not blameworthy, obviously. So the question is he obligated? Does he incur the obligation even though he's not blameworthy? Shall we say the important thing about, you know, it not being on a Wednesday is the fact that it's not in his hands and therefore he's not to blame, and therefore the same is true in the case of Chala, right? And therefore he should be Pater. Odilma Hasam on his Bitakantata Kinu Rabbanan. In the case of it not being a Wednesday, that, you know, flies in the face of a takana d'rabbanan. So is the point of the Gemara here that it's a bigger onus, right? Or is the point that it isn't onus, it's a tos? In other words, when they pick the date, you know, a year, they said, oh, 365 days, we're getting married. Should have figured out, should have pulled out a calendar and figured out that it should be dafka on a Wednesday. Right, by not calculating that, instead of saying, oh, it came out, oivei, it's a Sunday, it's a Monday. Not oivei, not onus, it's a toast. Right? You could figure out, you could calculate what day of the week it's going to be in how many days. Okay?
So what does it mean? They should have calculated...
Should have coordinated the day of the week with the day that they're picking.
No, 363 days? The calculation, what calculation?
Or 369 days, you know, whatever it is.
Well, it's supposed to be Shana.
Okay, I mean, but the point is, you can't get married on a day other than a Wednesday, so you have to agree that it's, I mean, it's not Exeris HaKasuv, it's, they could agree to 11 months. Typically, they did 12 months, or they did a year. But the point is, you're not allowed to get married other than a Wednesday, then they should have done their due diligence, you know, get Google Calendar or whatever it is, and plug it in.
But yeah. Once the next Wednesday comes, then the chiyuv sets in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's a matter of a couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. But so is that the... Are they saying, oh, there are onsim and onsim? If the chamim won't let you marry because of their reasons, that's an onus gabo. If you're a chola, no. Is that the point of the Gemara? Or is the point of the Gemara, an onus is not poter mimizonos. What's poter mimizonos is when it isn't really the Yom HaNesuin. And it's not the Yom HaNesuin if it's not a Wednesday because you just miscalculated, you didn't coordinate. Two ways to read the Gemara. Anyways, Then the Gemara says, "Imtim salam rachala humal lamizonos." Let's assume we take the view that if he's sick, he still has to pay. What if she's sick? Chalsa he mahu. If she's ill, so he's saying, "Listen, I've got my tuxedo on. I'm ready to go. Right? You're the one who's ill. I should pay you. I should pay mizonos because you're sick. Right? If I'm sick, so it's not your fault. If you're sick, it's not your fault either. But it's not my fault." Right? Matzi amrla anoha kaimna. I'm ready. Odima matzi amrale. She could say to him, "Nistapcha sadeu, your flood." And we discussed this last week. This is a big machlokas harishonim. The Baal Tosfos say what it means is mazalcha garam. She says, "Listen, this is your issue right now because piri v'ribya is your halacha, and so on and so forth. And therefore, your bad luck, right? Meaning your bad luck, okay? You know, and therefore, you know, I really feel badly that I'm sick, but by being sick is obviously on your ledger, you know, because these are your issues. So it's your bad hashgacha, basically. That's why I said it that way." Okay, the Ramban says, no, that's not what it is. What's really happening, in when he says this, when she says to him, to stop chasadeu, she's saying to him, "Tough luck, buddy. Not your bad luck. It's nothing to do with hashgacha. Nothing to do with ledgers. What we're saying is, listen, you're not to blame, but I'm not to blame either. And if no one's to blame, then there's no reason to alter the arrangement, which is that you have an obligation to me at this point in time. I sold my apartment, I closed out my accounts, and, you know, since no one's to blame, it's your bad luck." Right? We don't really mean it's your hashgacha, we mean it's no one's hashgacha, but, you know, tough luck. Right? And even if in a situation where she's ill, he's still going to pay, does he have to pay right when it's pirsanida? Bishaz vesta, the Gemara says, "Oti baylach." Right, if it's her regular cycle, the lomatzi amrle nistap chasadeu. Because again, you know, this isn't an onus, it's calculable apparently. Right, so again, they didn't do the due diligence. So you might say, some Rishonim say it this way: it's not yom anasuin. Right, it's not an onus, and it's not yom anasuin. Kitibay lach shelo b'shas vesta, my kimid lo b'shas vesta motzi yom anistap chasadeu oduma kimid ikinashi de kavishani vestayu k'shas vesta dami. What if it's shelo b'shas vesta? So the Gemara says, "Pashur rabachai giyaz man v'lonisu ochos mishlo v'ochos betruma lo nasu lo k'tani." The Gemara says, you know what, let's go back to the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say Giyazman below Nasu or Lo Naso, which would sound like it's his fault. It says Giyazman below Nisu. They didn't get married. They didn't get married as a description of the fact. Right? Lo Naso means that it's his, he didn't marry her. So the Gemara says, "Hey Chadami, what are we talking about? Ida kama akvan inni, if she refuses to get married. The day comes, it's a year later, she says, I need more time." Right? Amayokos mishlovokos petruma. If she could, but she refused, he wouldn't have to support her because she's the one who's dragging her feet. Ella, love, diisnas. We're talking about a situation of ones. Right? Kai gavna, like some of the cases that we're talking about. Uktani, and yet we learned okos mishlovokos petruma. We see that even if it's not his fault, he's still obligated to pay. Then the Gemara says, "Om Ravashi li'ol me'malach kol onza lo achla." Or maybe no, as long as no one's to blame, no one pays. Uda kama akva inhu. The only time he pays is when he is dragging his feet. Aye, so why does it say lo nisu not lo nasu? Bedinu di boil the misne lo nasu. But I did tani reisha bididhi tani nami sefer bididhi. That since the end part of the Mishnah is talking about her, so the beginning, you know, is not formulated in terms of him as well. That's the end of the Gemara. So I wanted to examine was, like, what's going on here with this whole din and this whole safek? You know, what are the conditions where Higi Azman apply? What is the nature of this din of Higi Azman? So we began this last week. I was suggesting that there are three approaches. One is that Higi Azman is a kind of a knas, or an incentive at least, meaning he's supposed to marry her at the right time. If he drags his feet, then we punish him. Or, if we don't punish him exactly, we want to provide an incentive that he shouldn't delay more than he needs to. And the incentive is, well, either way, he's going to have to start financing the mizonos, right? And the way some Rishonim put it, this is a big debate we'll see in a few moments, usually mizonos is has a counterpart. That he provides mizonos in the marriage. She provides maisi adayim if she goes to work, right? You know, so that whatever, you know, financial, whatever salary she brings in also goes to the, you know, to both of them. So that's the Gemara has a whole discussion. What if she says, eini nizones vi eini osa? Right? Can she say, I don't want your mizonos, and I don't want to give you my salary, or my maisi adayim? Anyways, that aside for the moment, normally, there are certain counterparts in the, what's that?
Trade-offs,
yeah. So, you know, kvura, pirkona, a bunch of things, you know, quid pro quos, basically, in the marriage. So there's a big debate among the Rishonim, very relevant to our topic. When we say giyas man v'lo nis, remember, there's no chuppah, right? But the calendar date came. And now he has the chi of mizonos. So does her maisi adayim go to him at that point? Right? An interesting question. So the point is as follows. If we take the first view, let's say, which is that this is a knas of some sort or an incentive, so it's all one-sided. Right? We're not going to reward him for dragging his feet. Not only that, if you do, you're neutralizing the incentive and the penalty, because he's giving out mizonos, but he's not getting back maisi adayim. So this is a big, very big debate among the Rishonim. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. On the surface, on the simple pshat doraisa, no, but we'll see the Pnei Yoshua does say that he does. But that's Pnei Yoshua's chiddush. We'll get to it in a second. So it's actually a debate between the Ritva and the Ra'ah. The Ritva, we'll see another couple of Rishonim in a minute. The Ritva, Daf in Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, says, if there's mizonos, there's maisi adayim too. And Mitzia, all the things, a lot of the dinim of Nisuin begin. What's that?
So these are all takanas the Rabbanan. So
well, mizonos is not, but...
Well, I mean, in terms of the trade-off.
Yeah, the trade-off ones are correct. Well, we'll see. Yeah, the Ra'ah and Daf Kuf Zayin disagrees. The Ra'ah and Daf Kuf Zayin says there's no Maisei Adayim, and the Bali Tosis imply this as well. And some of the Rishonim say it's a kind of a knas. Why is it a knas? Because he has to pay the mizonos, and he doesn't get the benefit of at least the trade-off of the Maisei Adayim. Okay, it's an interesting thing. If you look at the Rashi here, really what I'm trying to figure out is, to what extent is Higiyaz Mamlo Nisu an extraneous halacha? And it can be extraneous in one of two ways. Either it's a knas slash incentive, in which case it should also be imbalanced, right? You'd want it to be imbalanced. Or it might be a kind of a schaibus or a chiyuv takana drabanan. Like I said before, she closed out her accounts in her stores, she gave up her apartment, she sold her car, right? Maybe she gave up her job, who knows? She moved out of town, right? And all of a sudden there's no marriage, she's stuck. She's in limbo. So it doesn't have to be a knas. It could be the Chacham just said, this isn't right. He's got to start supporting her right now. That's an obligation. Right? Now, if that's the case, it doesn't have to be an imbalance necessarily. Right? If we're not punishing him, for example, the Mizonos, the Maisei Adayim, it makes sense. Right? It could be balanced. But either way, according to either of these two perspectives, we're not talking about a kind of nesuin, and anything doraiso you would think wouldn't start, right? Moreover, even the mizonos that we're talking about, they're not the real mizonos. Assuming mizonos is really doraisa, share, ksus fiona, if share really means, right, mizonos doraisa, which is machlokas rishonim, but most rishonim hold that way. So is this the mizonos that the Torah speaks of? Not even, certainly not the first pshat, not even the second pshat. However, if we suggest the third pshat, which is, suin is something that's waiting to happen. Like we discussed earlier in the year. Right? Once you have Erusin, the clock starts ticking. And in a way, splitting up Ishus into two parts is an artificial, obstacle. But really, you know, the means of Nisuin is already kind of there in potentia from the time of the Erusin. So maybe you can have kind of Miktsas Nisuin just when you hit the calendar date, because that's the time when there shouldn't be any more Ikuv. We'll see if this is obviously a much more ambitious approach. Why would you say such a thing? Right? What would motivate you to say such a thing? Several things. So number one, I just want to call your attention to Rashi. Rashi says, Andav Beis Amud Aleph, and it's not so simple to see there are other Rashis. One second. Oh, close to me, Shiloh. Everybody have that? Ochus Mishalo, Shabal Chai b'mizonos ishto, mitakonas bezdin, kidl kamon b'perik nara. Okay. Seems like an innocuous Rashi. Rashi says the chi of mizonos is a dindrabanan, takonas bezdin. Right? But what's important about the Rashi, he says, kidamrinan b'perik nara. Why is that important? It's only important if you look it up and then it turns out to be important. Okay. The Gemara in Perik Nara that Rashi is referring to is not talking about Higi Azman Velo Nisu. It's talking about the actual Chi of Mizonos that begins at Nisu. And there's a debate in the Gemara whether that's Drabanan or Daraisa. Rashi seems to be saying that the din of Higi Azman, Ochlos Mishalo, that the Mizonos begin from the time of Higi Azman, even before the actual Chuppah, is according to the Mandamar, that even in the case of Chuppah, it's only Drabana. So Rashi giveth and taketh away. What do I mean by that? What he giveth is, Rashi's basically saying, don't think this Mizonos is different than the Mizonos of a Nesua, and that it's just a simulation, right? Midrabana. No, it's the real thing. That's the giveth. The taketh away is Rashi implying that had Mizonos been Daraisa, then it wouldn't have begun at Higi Azman, and the only reason you can start earlier is because even for Nesua, it's only Drabanan. That's what he seems to be saying. I'm reading into it, but I think it's an intelligent speculation. We'll see in a moment how this fits into a few other Rashis. Okay, number one. Number two, read the next Rashi. The Ochos Betruma. Rashi says, in Kohen Hu, Vihi Bas Yisrael, Sha Kohen Machal Es Ishto Truma, now, this Rashi is also interesting, more for what he doesn't say than what he says. Why do I say that? Because, I think we discussed this a little bit in the end of last week, on the surface, when you read this Mishnah Rishona, right, that not only when the calendar date comes and there's not yet a chuppah, that she starts eating mizonos, and not only mizonos, but truma, right, unless you have a certain piece of background, the first thing you do is you are dumbstruck. You walk away and you say, this is sensational. Why? Because the Chi of Mizonos is dollars and cents. It's money. But the Chi of Truma, the ability to eat Truma when she is a Yisraelis who's married to a Kohen, that's a Nisar Zar. So that the only way this could be true, seemingly, is if this is a kind of a partial Chuppah. Right? She's Nesua B'miktsas. The only thing is, unfortunately, if you know a little bit more, it kills the whole thing. What do I mean? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, and again in Ksuvis, and a bunch of places, that Dvar Torah, Haruso, Cheles, Betruma, and it's only Dindra Abanan that we wait till Nesuin. Why? Because we're worried that she's going to feed her brother, and her father, and her mother. She's living at home still. She's going to get the Truma from her Arus, or her husband, but they're not living yet together, and she's going to, tremendous lemon meringue truma, and she gives it over to, the brother, or he doesn't know it's truma, right? So, once that's true, Nebuch, we lost Ochlos Betruma, no longer a raya, correct? Except, unless you say, that still the Drabanan insisted on the Sua, and they would not have allowed it in Higi Azman unless they thought Midrabanan, at least, that this is a form of Nesua. But it's not as sharp anymore. So what's interesting about Rashi is what he doesn't say. Here, Rashi doesn't say the whole story. Namely, don't worry about it. Minatora, Arusa Ochelis Betruma. It's almost like you walk away from Rashi thinking, Higi Azman is the Mizonos of Chuppah, and the Achilas Truma is the Achilas Truma of Chuppah. Yeah.
The whole Parnosa of a Kohen is the Truma that he gets.
Well, it isn't. But it's a little part. But he doesn't get enough Truma, or enough guaranteed Truma, that would be the whole Parnosa. Right? There are a lot of Kohen. You can give any Kohen you want. You don't have to give a tenth even like Meiser to the Levi. You know, you just give Chitachas Poteris a Sakri. So he gets something from it. But that he's not eating Truma only in his lifetime. But anyways, these two Rashis are interesting. Let's go a step further. So we're really interested to figure out, Rashi's giving us an impression that this is more serious. Can we build that up still further? So the Tosfos read on Daf Mem Chesam Beis certainly takes a big step in that direction. The Mishnah Mem Chesam but Aleph, last line, says as follows: Leolam hi birshus ha'av. Leolam hi birshus ha'av. This woman just got married, right? Eirusin. She remains in her father's domain. She's a ketana, let's say. Ad shetikanes lirshus habab. Until she transitions into her new home, into the domain of the husband. Fine. Right? Masar av l'shluchei habal. Say the father sends her, you know, with some accompaniment on her way to her husband's domain. Already, harei brishus habal. Halacha av im shluchei habal, o shahokhu shluchei av im shluchei habal. If he doesn't send her away with the shluchei habal, but he himself goes, or his representatives are there as well. Harei brishus ha'av. Masul shluchei ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal. If the shluchei ha'av give her over to the shluchei ha'bal, then harei brishus ha'bal. Very nice. Right? We'll see when we get to the topic of how we define chuppah. There might be a very important Mishnah. Anyway. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean la'olam, he brishus? Why the extra word li'olam? She's always... Right? Maile olam. So the Gemara says, La fuke mi mishnah rishona. The li olam is basically telling you the only way for this transition into Nisuin to take place is through what we're talking about here. But if she's still brishus ha'av, right? Then there's no transition, and that's to exclude mishnah rishona. What's Mishnah Rishona? Mishnah later on in the Zion of an Aleph that we already read. Ditznan, Higi Azman Belo Nisu, Ochos Mishalov, Ochos Petruma. So you would think that that's accepted Mishnah Rishona, Kamash Malan, Liolam. Now, first of all, already that's interesting, because if the din of Higi Azman Belo Nisu, Ochos Mishalov, Ochos Petruma was just either a knas or an incentive, or a chiyuv takana drabanan, right? So is it really contradicted by the Mishnah? This Mishnah is talking about what? She's not considered to be married, and the din of the Gemara will go on to talk about Yerusha, the Gemara is going to speak about Truba, for sure, they're going to speak about what kind of a ksuva she's entitled to, all these kind of issues. But if, so what? The Mishnah that says, Le'olam hi brishus ha'av adsha Nichnas l'shus habal is excluding Higi Azman l'inyan Truma. Not impossible. Maybe it's a technicality. But certainly, if we were to take the view that Higi Azman is a form of Nisuin, Mixas Nisuin, then we'd really understand the Olam is excluding. Because we're saying, you know what? This Mishnah is saying the way this transition happens is only through Nisira, through Chuppah. Or Nisira, whatever, assuming they're the same thing. Right? So, what's particularly interesting is the Tosfos Rid here. Tosfos Rid, on the spot, says as follows. Look at the last line of the Tosfos Rid on Mem Chesam and Aleph. La'olam hi birshus ha'av ad shetikanes l'chupa pirish l'shem nesuin v'im hi bas Yisrael me'ureses l'kohen. If she's a bas Yisrael me'ureses l'kohen, now I'm on page mem chesum beis again. Eina ocheles b'truma, she will not eat truma as an arusa. The kinyan katzbo gomur b'inan. Whoa. First of all, it's hard to know whether Tosus Reed here is speaking Drabbanan or Doraisa. If it's speaking Doraisa, it's sensational. If it's speaking Drabbanan, it's still pretty significant. What am I saying? The Tosus Reed is saying, why can't an arusa eat truma? Why? Because she's not sufficiently kinyan kaspo. Because the relationship isn't sufficiently intense yet. But then the Gemara say the reason was because Shema Tashke Achia V'Avia V'Achosa. It's a technicality. Dvar Torah Arusa Ochelus Petruma. It sounds like the Tosas Rid is ignoring Dvar Torah Arusa Ochelus Petruma here. Right? Now, because what he's saying is that on a Drabbanan level, you need Kinyan Kaspo Gamor, or he holds that there's a day on the Gemara that thinks that this is even Daraisa. I'm not sure. Tafasta Marubalo Tafasta. I think it's sensational enough, even if this is said on a Drabbanan level. I'll show you somebody who says on a Daraisa level in a minute. You know, that's why I can afford to be, you know, a little more moderate here. But even this would be amazing. But it gets better. Okay? So far, it sounds like the Tosfot is saying that to eat Truma, you need Kin and Kaspo Gamor, Nesua. But didn't the Mishnah Rishonah say that applies to Yigi Azman? Right? So let's see if it follows through. Masra, Masra Rishus Abal, Harehu Brishus Abal, Hoch Shulche Av, Im Shulche Abal, Harehu Brishus Av, Masra Shulche Av, Shulche Abal, Harehu Brishus Abal. Fine. My Liolom, La Fuke Mishnah Rishonah, Diktani Beperek Afalpi, Nosu Lipsuli Yud Beis Chodesh, Lamana Lamanyom, Mishitavu, Abali Nase, Lefarnes, Es Atzma. Listen to this. Oklos Mishalov Okos Petruma. Pirish. Ukatani Hasam Zumishna Rishona. Av Bezm Shalachreim Amru Vachule Kamash Malaliola. Pirish. Avapi the Amar Rebbe Lafuke Mimishna Rishona. Lonis Batla Linyan Mazonos. Tosfot says, number one, the debate between Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona about Higiyaz Mamvelo Nisu. Is it a debate only about Truma or even about Mazonos? So the Tosfot says, don't make a mistake of thinking that Mishnah Achrona rejects Mazonos. Mishnah Achrona only rejects Truma. That's number one. Lo nispatlo le'inyan Mazonos. Shema akev abal milichnos. If he does not marry her on time, chayav b'mazonos seha. According to everybody. V'hachi ozla sugi d'shmaitza kemaisa d'mechilten. I'm going to read that in a minute. Perek Nara Murasa. Bogeres, Pierce Bogeres, Shiyatzas, Kvar Mishus Avia. Right? Aval Pi Shaloni says, if she is supposed to get married at this time, even though she didn't, Hoel Viyatzer Mishus Av, Habal Mefer Nadareha. The Shashasa Yud Beis Chodesh. It means he waited 12 months. Rav Lazar Mahol, Baal, Achaim, Mzorosah, Yafer. I'll get to that in a minute. Everybody agrees it's a chiyuv mizonos because he didn't marry her on time. Why? Because what does the Mishnah Rishona do? Here comes the key words. Da'avid la ki'ishto lechol davar. Higiyazman, the date of the wedding, makes her into his wife for everything. Or practically everything. The calendar date. Afilu l'truma. What do you mean afilu l'truma? What's the big deal about truma? Vartora aruso chelos b'truma. It's only d'drabanan. Either in Torah there's a different view, or what he's saying is midrabanan they were mitake and only nesua, and if now they're telling you that higiyazman triggers truma, what they're saying is at least midrabanan, if not more, she's considered to be a nesua because the date has been reached. Wow. Then he goes further, the kol shekein limitziyasa, Ulamaisa Yadeha Uli Yerushasa. Meaning, Higiyaz Bambalo Nisu. So what, if it's a penalty or an incentive, then it's going to be one-sided. He's going to pay Mizonos, not going to receive back Maisa Yadayim and her Mitzia. Moreover, he's not going to inherit her. He's going to inherit her because he didn't marry her? Right? But what did the Tosfos Read just say? Harei ki ishta lechol davar. No less. Tosfos Read is interpreting that according to the Mishnah Rishona, this is a form of nisuin. Hachitnan li olam lomer lakash ena zakai bimitziyasa b'maisedeh b'faris nadareha ve'ene yoreshes. That's why we're being told la'olam in the Mishnah that we don't hold like Mishnah Rishona. We hold like Bezdin Shalacharehem. That's a Tosfos Read. Very big Kiddush. We see the Tosfos Read is interpreting like this third idea that Higiyazman Velonisu is really a form of Nisuin. Let's go for a step further. So what part of the thing that the Tosfos Read was quoting something in Nedarim, remember? And I said, wait, we'll get to it in a second. That's the new sheet that we have. It's a Mishnah Nedarim. Mishnah says in Nedarim, it's a parallel to the Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona. Remember, Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona seem to agree about Mizonos, and they argue about Truma. Okay. So the Mishnah here says in Nedarim, Bogeres, again, you know, she has 12 months to prepare. Same idea. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer says, Hoel ubalo chayiv b'mizonoseha. Since it's a chayiv mizonos, he gives man b'lo nisu by working off the Mishnah and Ksuvas. Yafer, wow. Now, the din of afaras nedarim is the din d'oraisa. The husband has the ability to be mefer her nedarim, to disrupt her nedarim. The chachamim omrim, ain't about mefer ad shitikonis l'shusa. No. So in other words, there's a machlokas in Ksuvas about Truma, even though everybody agrees about Mizonos, and there's a machlokas in nedarim about afaras nedarim, even though everybody agrees about Mizonos. Okay. So look at the Gemara there. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba Lazar, Umishna Rishona, Amru Davarach. Rabba initially says, it sounds like the parallel is absolute. So Rabba says, the Mishnah Rishona that says Trumos begins at Igiyazman, and this Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Hafaras Nadarim begins immediately, are one and the same. Ditznan, Nosum Psili Yud Beis Chodesh, Lefarnes Esatzma, Igi Yud Beis Chodesh, Ochus Mishalah, Ochus Betruma, Avalayava, Menamacha Betruma, fine, Osa Shisha Chodosh, Fnei Abal, Shisha Chodosh, Fnei Yavam, Filukum Fnei Abal, Chasi Yomecha, this part doesn't pertain to us. Okulam Fnei Yavam, Chasi Yomecha, and Ochus Betruma, fine. Zum Mishnah Rishon, Bez Shalach Reyim Amru, that's the Mishnah that we read in Ksuvas. Amar le'Abaye. No. Dumalohi. Maybe the Mishnah Rishona and Rabbi Eliezer are not the same. Maybe you could distinguish in either direction. Ad kan lo ko'ashminan Mishnah Rishona l'lamecha b'truma d'rabbanan. Maybe the Mishnah Rishona, that's because that's truma d'rabbanan. Now here you find an absolutely interesting argument. What does it mean, truma d'rabbanan? So given what we already know, which is Dvar Torah, Ruso, Chalos, Petruma, it's very easy to read the Gemara and say, the Mishnah Rishon is no big deal. Right? Because in the Torah, Ruso, Chalos, Petruma too. So what's the big deal? Aval Nadarim Daraisa, Afaris Nadarim, which is Din Daraisa, Emalot. That's one interpretation. But how are you going to read this Gemara if you hold that maybe it's a Din Daraisa or that the Din Darabanan requires Nesua, and we're not letting up on that. Ah. So some Rishonim had a different pshat of this Gemara when they said, Elamecha b'truma d'rabbanan, they meant, maybe we're talking about Truma, which is Bismanazeh d'rabbanan, because Kedusha Sa'aretz is Batel, or there's no Bias Kulchem, or there's no Yova, whatever. That's a, we don't want to get into the Shemitah issues right now. But whatever the reason is, maybe Truma Samaisris Bismanazeh is only d'rabbanan. So for Truma Surmises, not because of a Russo Chelis Petruma Min HaTorah. Why would anybody give such a convoluted pshat? Because they don't want to say that this is based on Dvar Tuo Torah, Aruso Kalis Petruma. Why don't they want to say that? Because it doesn't sound like Mishnah Rishona is only saying a technicality or a knas. So in the two interpretations of what the words Elamecho Betruma Drabanan here, you have two perspectives again on what Mishnah Rishona is really saying. Either way, let's continue. The Adkan, you could split it the other way too, says Abaya. Adkan l'shama said Rabbi Lazar. Maybe Rabbi Lazar says Elagabi Nadarim. And when it comes to Nadarim, we begin at Igiyazman. Why? Kidra Pinchas. Mishmei Derava. Well, who's our Pinchas? The Amar Kala Noderes Aldas Bailim He Noderes. Rabbi Pinchas explained why it is that a man can be made for Nidre Ishto. That is because Kala Noderes, when she makes a neder, they're a team. She makes an oderes. When she's an oderes, in the back of her mind, she says, you know, if my husband approves. Okay. I will truma, filo midrabanan, nami lo achla. Now, how literally are we going to take this from Pinchas? Does Pinchas really mean that it's like a t'nai? If Pinchas means it's like a t'nai, then this din is not, it doesn't show you anything about Igiyas Mavalonis. Except that she's already thinking, you know, we penciled in this date. After this date, we're a team. Right? Or maybe she's thinking, I'm getting Mizonos. I should have him in mind, you know, Nadarim, that impact on him or on us. Kol Noderes, Aldas Bailin, Noderes. Right? And what was a Havamina? Rava? A Rabba? That Nadarim is something more fundamental, right? What I'm trying to say is, it's hard to, you have to analyze both for Rabbah and Abaya, is this din of Igi Azman a technicality, kind of a t'nai, a din in Truma Drabanan, or is it a form of Nisu? So look at the Ran here for a minute. The first Ran, yeah, sorry. Starting from line 11, or 12. Rabbi Lazar Mishnah Rishona Amr Dabar Echad. And when the Mishnah says that when Rava said that they're the same thing, that works much better if it's a form of Nisuin. Why? Because Truma has its peculiarities, and Nadarim has its peculiarities. But they're not the same peculiarity. So if you think that the Machlokas about Truma and the Machlokas about Nadarim is the same, the common denominator is likely that Higiyas Mavlo Nisu is a form of Chuppah, rather than it just so happens that in Hilchos Truman and Hilchos Nadarim, they happen to think the same thing. Right? Oh. So that is undoubtedly what motivated the Ran to formulate it in the following way. Rab Lazar Mishra Sharnom Dabar Echad, Dikishegiyaz Man Ali Nasei, Balonises, Kim Shachai Balo Bimizono Seha, since we trigger the Chi of Mizonos, Choshvina Le Kinesua Liktsas Dvarim, Afalpi Shein of Bibes Baila, it's Miktsas Nesuin. Mixas Nesuin, then we understand you're going to get, the more it's Mixas Nesuin, the more, I don't know if you're going to throw in everything, just like we said for the Totos Rid through in a lot of things, right? But certainly, if the common denominator is Nesuin, then the applications are applications. Okay. The next run, equally interesting, this is within Abaya even. So the run says, Ika the Alpha Mihacha, the Mishanadra Das Khabera Rezayochala Hatir Nidro Shalom Pichacham. Some people took the statement of Rabbi Pinchas, which is that Hafaras Nadarim of a husband is based on the principle Kola Noderes Al Das Bailo Noderes, and they said, you know, you see from here that let's say Reuven and Shimon have a close relationship, and Shimon's Nadarim are Al Das, or let's say he says is Nadarim Al Das Shimon. So do you need to go? And then he says, you know, he wants to get out of the neder. So is it enough to go to Shimon and say, Shimon, do you like this neder? And Shimon says no. Or does he have to go to a chacham and be matur nedarim, like a regular matur heter nedarim? Right? So the Ran says, Misha nodar das chavero areza yachala tiro. Some people say from here, ikid the alfa mihacha. Some people learn from here, Misha nodar das chavero areza yachala hater nidro shalo api chacham. Dechihechi, just as. Again, those are killer words. Just as. right? Because when somebody's saying they're equating something, and it's always questionable. Darminan hacha, like we say here, to mishum hachi matzi ba lechude lahafer, the husband can disrupt her neder, mishum de nadral daite. So be mefarish nami al das chavero matzi nefer, the logara mefarish de chavero mistam de baal. When he says, you know, my nadarim are, you know, in accordance with Shimon's will, that's not worse than the implicit, her saying, my husband's will. It's like a conditional neder. Them is big words. Ron says, I think this is a mistaken psak. The ha'afagav, the amar daldas baila, he no deres, even though the Gemara uses this expression, no one ever said the Baal can just say no. He has to use the language of mufarlach, which shows that this is a formal right that he has, not that it's an implicit, maybe you also need the implicit condition, maybe it reflects what their relationship should be, right? But it's not just an it's just not an extraneous tenai. Because otherwise he wouldn't need the lashon of hafara. Ugzeres hakasavu. Umishimachi ain't called the shonos shavim bo. Kedomer lekaman. This is a very important yisod. The amrista no dral das chaver nami. Idach matzi mefar mishim de kenedr al tenai. Dami. Hari hatarasa shobal vi acher roi shetei nemeres b'chaloshon. Why do you have to use the lashon of hafara? Elevade rapinkas hachi kamar. Even everybody agrees that this is his right that the Torah gave him. Because of that relationship, and therefore it's implicit. Where there's no chiyuva Torah or chiddush, vadi lamatzei nefer. Miu hechid asni behedjev amar hareini noder im chaveri rotze, and that's explicit. That's part of the content. Then matzi chaveri lemishrele bein sarach loshem yuchad ella kol whatever, and continue with it because it's obvious. Yeah.
According to the Torah, it would seem that if the Baal is able if the Baal is able to be made fair, that would extinguish the right of the arm if she's living on.
No. When they're both b'taim shan erison, that's something that they share. But once she's no longer b'shus ha'av, then you know usually she's b'shus ha'av. Well, the question is there can be a limbo period or not, where she's b'shus neither of them. So b'shus ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal, according to some rishonim, might be a limbo period. But you know she's not in one and she didn't get to the other one yet. But here we're talking about a giyazman. According to Rabbi Lazar, with regard to Afaras Nadarim, she's Birshus Habal. We're just saying, is that because Kol Noderes Al Das Baal Noderes doesn't mean very much? So the Ran is saying, don't think Kol Noderes Al Das Baal Noderes is just a Tanai B'Yama, and you could say the same thing about Reuven. It's not. It's about the relationship. Oh, if it's about Nesua, then it's serious. Even within Abaya, the first statement Ran made was with Rava. Oh, now I want to see the Ramban. Did you have a question? Yeah.
What happens if the friend initially does not agree to the neder and then changes his mind? Is the neder count?
In which case? I mean, a case where he says, on condition that the guy agrees? Like the end of the round. Presumably, you know, that's part of that. We have to assess that as an umdana. If the guy changed, you know, if it's the. It presumably doesn't get off the ground if he initially didn't want it. Okay.
And Abba says no.
Right.
And then changes his mind.
Once no, I don't think so.
I think she is.
What? I think she's not. I think it's. It depends what he initially says. If he says no, and then later on he says yes. You know, I think he has to be Mekadosh. I'm pretty sure. Because it should depend on that initial. Unless it's explicit, if you say, I'm not, you know, Beza's man shehu abba yirtse, Or here also say the soap he'll yirtze. But otherwise, I would assume it would depend on his initial reaction. That's what gets it off the ground. Anyways, look at the Ramban. Ramban says he could decostulate. The next piece, line starting from line 25. This is the Ramban in Ksuvas. The Ramban says, Ika de Kashali, Hadar mina binadarim perik nara, Amaraba, Rabbalazar, Mishnah Rishona, Amr Dabar Achad. Right? Titzan Zu Mishnah Rishona. The Idvar Torah, Chelis Betruma, the Lake Ali Mishnah Shem Yimzigula Kos, Mani in the Darim Latruma. Right? The Ramban is exactly asking this question. Ramban says, how come in the Darim, Rava, whoever it was, originally said that the shita of Rabbi Eliezer about Nadarim and the shita of Mishnah Rishona about Truma are one and the same. What do you mean they're one and the same? They're not one and the same. Each one stems from its own insignificance in a way. Meaning, the Mandamar who says Truma is because he says Dvar Torah or Rusachalas Betruma. Right? The one who says Nadarim, maybe it's because he holds Kol Noderes Al Das Bala Noderes. What do they have to do with each other at all? So listen to this. Basically, what the Ran said to answer this question was, the common denominator is that they don't think it's the peculiarity in the Mishnah Rishona. They don't think it's the peculiarity in Rabbi Lazar. They don't think it's the peculiarities of Nadarim and Truma. What they think is that this is a form of Nisuin. Right? The Ramban did not want to say it. So the Ramban says, Lo kasha, the Mishnah Achrona, the Chayshinu L'simpon, Hinami lo samcha daita, Shema lo timatze chein be'enav, ve'enu madera saldas baila. Shekol tamas shel dover ene lemishum, she'amru kol anadera saldas baila, hino deres, k'disa hasa. The Ramban says, maybe the one who holds, right, the debate really is, why doesn't she eat truma when she's an arusa? Is it because Shema Tashke L'Achi Omei Aviyah? Or is it because of Simpon? We're afraid that when they actually start living together, he'll find out that she was hiding some big physical disability or defect. And the whole Kiddushin will be a Mekach, the whole Ishus will be a Mekach Tavos. So Ramban says, well, if that's the issue, then that would affect Kol Noderes Al Das Bala Noderes too. Right? So basically, the common denominator is the concern, are we worried at this point that this Nisuin is going to fall apart or not? In other words, Ramban asked the question, it sounds like these two issues have nothing to do with Shem Nesua, but they have to do with the peculiarities of Nadarim and Truma, and what do those have to do with each other? And, through his ingenuity, he figured out a common denominator to the peculiarities of Nadarim and Truma, maintaining the view that even for Mishnah, even for Rabba or Rava and the Gemara, right, it's not Midin Nesua. It's midin kolon odaris al das bala odaris, and it's midin midvar Torah ruso chelos betruma. Exactly the opposite of the Ran. Okay. Then he says, this becomes really sensational, for abosai mefarshim, doesn't say who, right? By Rabbeim explained, the rabbas sfirale da ruso lo ochle betruma. What we were suggesting maybe for the Tosas Rid, but as I said, I could be moderate there because I have another shita here. Maybe, even though the Gemara says Aruso Chelos Betruma Dvar Torah, maybe Rabba thinks that's wrong. Rabba thinks the only person who eats Truma Doraisa is a real Nesua. Ela di Giazman, Haina Bechopa Vinesua. Kid Soka Daitak Tishmaitin. Dakshina, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, Giazman, Velo Nisu, Nami, Alma Kasoka Daitra, Tarusa, Lo Achla, the Giazman, Achla, Midoraisa. The Ikatana, the Spirale, Darusa, Lo Achla, Betruma, Midoraisa, Perkam, and the Kedushin, Belesa. So, basically, this idea of the Rabosa of the Ramban, right, together with the Tosis Rid, and the Ran's view of Rabba, but this is maybe even more sensational, says what? Minat Torah, only a Nesua eats Truma. But Higiyazman is considered Nesua, Doraisa, for purposes of Achilas Truma, the Isur Zar. That's an amazing thing, right? Okay. Now you asked me before about Xerxes Viona, right? Okay. So look here. Let's turn here for a moment to another Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Omad Aleph in Ksuvis. So the Mishnah says here. This is the beginning of the seventh parak. Okay. Hamadiris Ishto, very interesting stuff. Hamadiris Ishto, a man made a neder, right? He put his wife off limits. Mili Hanoslo, right? He said, she's Mudur Hana, Ayinom and Aleph, the very beginning of the seventh parak. Hamadiris Ishto Mili Hanoslo, right? He puts her off limits to himself. He wouldn't have any hand off from her. Ad lamid yom, yamid parnas. Yeser mikan, more than that, yotziv yitengsu. He's going to, you know, prohibit their having any kind of, you know, interrelationships. So we're going to force him to divorce her and to give her a ksuva. Because that's not kind of, if it's 30 days, so we'll set up some arrangement for mizonos. But if it's going to be longer than that, meaning he's going to continue with this kind of conduct, so we don't want this marriage to continue, and he has to give her ksuva. Fine. What's going on here? What are we talking about? So the Gemara says, look at the Gemara for a moment. V'kimin de mishubad la, hechi matzi madir la, kol kemine de mafkele l'shibude. What do you mean he makes a neder that she, you know, cannot be nana from him? He can't do that. He's obligated to her, right? Kol kemine de mafkele l'shibuda. It's not konim sheni osa leficha ein tzarich lahafer. Alma kibin de mishabdele lav kol kemine de mafkele l'shibuda. You can't create a neder, you know, prohibiting somebody from something that you owe them. Hachanami kibin de mishubad lav kol kemine de mafkele l'shibuda. So then the Gemara goes on. Ela mitoch shiachal amertzi ma'isi adayich b'mizon asayich. Fine, good. Let's skip a little bit, not too much. Gemara says as follows. Skip down to, I'm just trying to find exactly where it is. Gemara wants to say, Ibai Seima. The Gemara gives a bunch of answers. This is two lines before the wide lines. Everybody have that? Okay. Ibai Seima, Shehidira, Kishihi Arusa. He made this neder before the Nisuan, which means before his chiyuv to her kicked in. Right? So the neder preceded the chiyuv. So the Gemara says, Arusa mi isla mizoni. So what's he making a neder for? He says, oh, you cannot, you know, be nene from me. I mean, you can't get my mizonos from me. If it's only Arusa, there's no mizonos. Right? So the Gemara says, oh, no. Shigiyaz ma balonisu. The Tanan, that's why it's relevant to us, right? Higiyaz ma balonisu, ochos mishalav, ochos petruma. What does this mean? And what's going on here? So, Rashi says here the following. Shigiyaz mamalo nisu, demida raisa, lo mishubad la. Lefika chal haneder, de isu da raisa hu. Umidrabanan chayiv lazuna, lefika chyamid parnas. Rashi says, Higiyas Mamblo Nisa is not Chayiv Minat Torah. And therefore, the Neder, which is Minat Torah, is Chal. Right? That's what Rashi says. Now look at Tosas. Tosas says, Pirsh Bekuntris, Timidarai Salo Mishtabidlo, the Fika Chanedar Chal. This is Dira Masel She Higiyas Man Lo Nisu, here on Ayin Amud Beis, right? The fourth Tosas. The Kasha. Dim came in on the su in Nami Yachol Aneder Mahay Taima. So Kaimel and Dimizonis Nesu in Midrabanon. Tosas says, in their opinion at least Tosas here thinks, that the Chi of Mizonos in general is only Drabanon. Ramban holds this way. Some Rishonim think that. So if the Chi of Mizonos is only Drabanon, and Rashi said that the reason that Higi Azman, if the Neder overrides the Higi Azman, is because of the fact that it's only Drabanan, but even when she's in Nisua, it's only Drabanan. So what did the Gemara gain by saying, Yigi Yazman V'lo Nisu? This is Drabanan, that's Drabanan. If the Neder, Daraisa, right, overrides the Mizonos, Drabanan, for Yigi Yazman, then it should do the same thing for Nisua. The Ode, Konem Sheni Yosu L'Ficha, Mayin Neder Chal, so on. So Tosa says, go down two lines. Menur lefaresh, she gives mavelonisu klomar. Hodiktani, what did the Gemara mean? Hodiktani yamid parnasa higias mavelonisu kai. Abakshanadar adailo giasman. Lefika chala neder. The dafka giasman. Avalnises ain't sarachahamid parnas the summer bekibakhtam besamuch. The first answer Tosa gives is very innocuous. Just the important thing is it's a contrast to Rashi. What's the first answer? He says, it's not that the neder overrides the chiyuv drabanan of mizonos of Higi Azman. That's not what happened here. The neder took place before Higi Azman. So it was in place already. But if the neder takes place after Nisuin, then kol kamini lafgue shibuda, even though it's only drabanan. It's not that the Neder Daraisa can beat out a Mizonos Drabanan, just in the case of Higi Azman, the Neder preceded the Higi Azman. Okay. That's the first answer. The Ode Shlomar, here's where it gets better. The Kishihidira Kvar Higi Azman. No. We're talking about the Neder took place after Higi Azman. Umiyu Chala Neder Dilo Almu Rabanan Lishibuda De Isha Kozman Shalonisas. Umafkia hakonem oso ashibud. Tosa says, Inachanami, Higi Azman took place already. And the Chiyuv Mizonos is only Drabana. And it's also true that in a regular case of Nisu, according to Tosas, the Chiyuv is Drabana. But the Chiyuv Mizonos Drabanan of Higi Azman and the Chiyuv Mizonos Drabanan of Nisua are two different mizonoses. The chiyuv mizonos of nesua is something that stems from a very strong chiyuv, and it's something that can't be neutralized by a neder. But the chiyuv mizonos of Higi Azman lo amu rabanan l'shibudei. What's Tosa saying basically? That Higi Azman, the Chi of Mizonos is not Midin Nesua. It's not that Ole Inyan Mizonos, it's already Nesua. Like we were saying for the Tosas Rid, for the Rabosav and the Ramban, for the Ran, right? No, not at all. It's a Knas or it's a Chiyuv, but it has nothing to do with Nesua. The quality of Chi of Mizonos in Nesuin and in Higi Azman are two different dinim. Now what are you going to say for Rashi? Just one more second. Oh, Rashi say? Well, it could be that Rashi just holds that Chiyuv Mizonos of Nesua is Doraisa. That's number one. It's interesting. This is what I was referring to when I mentioned Rashi earlier. I said Rashi and Abay says that the Chiyuv Mizonos of Higi Azman is the same as the Chiyuv Mizonos of Nesuin. He says, like I wrote in Perek Nara. Right? Here, Rashi seems to be taking a very different tack. Rashi seems to be saying that there's a difference between the Mizonos of Nesuin, right, and the Mizonos of Higi Azman. But I also made another diuk in the Rashi and Abbeis, if you remember. Said Rashi there, for some reason, says that chiyuv mezonos of nesua is only mitakonas bezdin. Right? But that's not simple at all. It's machlokas, tanaim, amoraim, rishonim, poskim. But now it works out perfectly. Rashi and Abbeis was saying the chiyuv mezonos, right, of Nisuin and Igiyazman, if they're both Drabanan, are the same. But if the Chiyuv Mezonos in Nisua is Doraisa, Igiyazman doesn't have the ability to simulate that. Okay? That's what's going on here. The Pnei Yoshua, both on Daf Ayin Omid Aleph and Ayin Omid Beis, and on earlier on Mem Ches, disagrees. Pnei Yoshua says, if the Chiyuv Mezonos in Nesua is Doraisa, then it applies not only in classical Nesua B'chuppah, but even in Igiyaz Man V'lo Nisa. And then he goes a giant step further, but he makes it seem Dafka if they're both Doraisa. Almost opposite of what Rashi said. Rashi said they're the same if they're both Drabanan on that base. Rashi here on Dav Ayin probably thinks that they're not the same because one is Doraisa and the other is Drabana. Tosis is saying they're both Drabana, but they're not the same. Second day of Tosis. Right? Yeshua says, if they're both Doraisa, they're the same. But then he goes a giant step further and he says, not only that, in my opinion, Igiyaz Man V'lo Nisu is considered Nesua, Le'inyan Mezonos, if Sherksus V'Ona are Doraisa, Sherksus and Ona begin from Igiyaz Man V'lo Nisu. He quotes his grandfather, the Megine Shlomo, who disagreed, based on how he read it. I'm not going to go into it because it takes too long. The Sugya Daf Ayin Omid Aleph, Tosis there as well, about Ona. He says, my grandfather's wrong about that. The Avnei Miluim has a piece in his Sefer, I think Siman Ayin Beis or Siman Ayin Hey or something like that, where he's quoting Pnei Yoshua, he quotes Megine Shlomo. He says, I think the grandfather is correct. I don't understand this whole Pnei Yoshua. Can't believe that he thinks that Igiyaz Man V'lo Nisu is a Din D'Oraisa. Never mind in the Mezonos, even on the Ona. Wow. How can such a thing be?
Say Ksus, yeah, maybe okay.
Ksus, okay. You know, Ksus is, you know, it's monetary. Yeah. But Heter Isha L'Bala. That's the whole point. That's what he's saying. It isn't before. It's like the equivalent of a chuppah or a mixas chuppah. That's exactly what he's saying. She's not an arusa anymore. It's not that Igiyaz Man are some of the dinim, but she's still arusa. Le'inyan, those dinim, says the Pnei Yoshua, she's nesua. Like we saw the lashon of the Ran, like we saw the lashon of the Tosas Rid, like we saw the Rabos of Shel Ramban.
What's lacking?
What do you mean? What's lacking? Maybe nothing, or maybe it's only certain dinim yes, and certain dinim requires still chuppah.
I mean, the Rambam says chuppah this, and okay.
In the Rambam, when we get finally to the Rambam, I'm going to try to show that the Rambam also thinks that even though the Rambam says chuppah haynu yichud aroy lebiya, I'll try to prove when we get there that maybe the Rambam thinks that that's only regarding heter isha lebala, but with regard to some other things, it really is chuppah gemura even if it's chuppah snida. That'll answer a lot of problems. The Rambam uses the expression, if you have the Rambam, I'll just, we have to.
You're too far.
I'll meet you in the middle.
I need binoculars.
Okay. Since you brought it, and you know, it's, the Rambam uses the expression, lo gomra. We'll get to it when we get to it, but not right now, because it'll take, I want to move on to the Gemara, but the Rambam says, kivin shenichas ha'arusa l'chuppa, Arezu muteres lav olah b'chalei sheyirtza, v'hari ishto gemura, he's like gemura, completely, l'chol davar. U'mishu tikanus l'chupa nikros nesua, afa pishlo nivola, hu shuter ria l'bila. Avalim hoysa nida, afa pishu nikros l'chupa v'nesiach nimo, lo gamru hanesuin. Strange language. Gemura and lo gamru. Right? V'harehi ke'arusa, chafadimion, adayin. So I think there are many problems with this Rambam. I mean, all the Rishonim already ask, and Achronim, but especially Rishonim already ask from Stiras on the Rambams and other Gemara, including Masra Av, the Shulch Abal. Right? That's not Ichud, Roy Labiyah. So I'm just giving you a glimpse, since you asked me, I think the Rambam also thinks that you can split up. We already saw it in Yerushalmi a little bit, at least conceptually. Right, Yerushalmi has this idea that you can't get married on Shabbos, Nisuin, because Kekone Kinyan, right, B'Shabbos. So if you remember, there were different lists, different quotations of the Yerushalmi. Some of them say, after all, he's Kone Osa, B'Chupa, Lirusha L'Tuma, L'Afaris Nadarim. Others say, after all, he's Kone her for my Sedayim and Metzia. How come they're giving different lists? It could be they think that there really are, usually all of Chuppah's Nesuah, it's all one thing. But here and there, you can split things up a little bit. Okay. Anyways, that's the importance of the Sugya V'Igiyah Zman. It tells you two things. If it's really Kinesuah, number one, it establishes Nesuah Chelkit, that there's a, you could say for this Nesuah, not for that. Right? Maybe some things are about being outside Rishus Ha'av, other things are about really being completely Rishus Ha'av. In that sense, there's a miktsas. Then which ones? Right? But this is a, it also shows you that Nesua is a kind of a Dover D'Mela. The clock is ticking from the time of Eirusin. Right? And therefore, if it's Higi Azman, you know, we're not going to wait anymore for certain things. That is the idea. Yeah.
How can the Rabbanan create a chiyuv of mezonos and create a shibud, which can be easily circumvented?
What do you mean circumvented?
By a shibud d'oraisa.
By nedarim.
But
well, you shouldn't do it, but there are consequences to nedarim too. You're not supposed to make a neder, but. That's why the Mishnah says, for 30 days, we'll find an alternative. If he keeps it up too much after that, we're gonna push for a divorce. There are consequences here. We're not saying you can do it and get away with it. We're just wondering, why does it even work for 30 days? Right? Let me just want to finish with the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach has a... I was going to speak about... There's a whole other topic here. You should just know what it is, but I don't want to belabor it, so we'll go on next time with the next topic. But... Let me just say two quick things. One is there's a sugya later on in Kuv Zayin, and really the main sugya is in Yavamos, about Yavam. Right? What happened in the case of Yibam? A woman is Zakuka Yibam, right? And like he's stringing her along. He hasn't decided. Or he says he's going to be Miyabim her, but, you know, he doesn't do it. It's a parallel to this. So Rashi and that sugya says it's a knas, they force mizonos. It's a knas, it's this, it's that. The big machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, is that the same as the sugya or not? Is the dinim, in other words, she's mezukek, she's zukuka v'omedes. We learned dinim a few years ago, right? How is that vis-a-vis being an arusa in limbo? Will you have the equivalent of a kind of a giyazman in Yibum or not? What will be with regard to Maisei Adayim? Is it a knas? And so on and so forth. Very fascinating topic. Tosfos, Rashi, Ramban, different issue. That's one issue. Second issue is, going back to our topic here, Cholahu, Cholsahi, Pirsanida. If this is all about punishing him or giving him an incentive, he's innocent. If it's about a Chiyuv Drabanan, Chiyuv Mizonos, then it depends on the next topic, Yesh Onus B'Tanai, maybe. But if it's about Igiyazman, it's already Nisuin. There's a Miksas Nisuin already. Then the pressure is in the other direction to justify delaying, right, not to begin. But I want to end with this one last point. That's the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach says like this. Maybe he says, I won't tell you the context because it'll take too long. He says like this. The Din of Igiyazman Velo Nisu. It's a one-time Chiyuv, or it triggers anew every day. So he says, probably that depends on whether it's a knas or an incentive. If it's a knas and an incentive, so, you know, every day, he does, as long every minute that he's not, you know, marrying her, you know, he has to give mizonos. If it's, you know, a din in the suah or something, he doesn't say it this way exactly, din in the suah or a hardcore chiyu, then it's a one-time chiyu. So he says, l'may nafkamina, exactly what Tosfos was talking about in Hamadir. Namely, let's say, Lemaisa, the neder took place after Igiyazman. Right? So Tosa says, well, if it took place after Igiyazman, then it's a big problem, because Igiyazman came first, right? The Arsamech says, well, not really, because if it's really just a knas and an incentive, it may look like it took place after Igiyazman. But really, Igiyazman is a new Igiyazman every single day. So the day after the minute after the neder is there before the Igiyazman. But that's only if it's really an incentive and a knas. Okay. Anyway, next time we'll continue with the Din of Tanai Ba'ones, the Gemara and Beis and Beis to Gimel. That's in 2 weeks from